Parts of the U.S. are experiencing record-high temperatures this week. California registered its hottest winter, and the drought has cost that state's farms $2 billion. Much of the country's fruits and vegetables are grown in California and across the Southwest. But a successful harvest relies on a combination of farming, tech, and even venture capital. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Kate Sheehy at KJZZ's The Fronteras Desk explains.
Matt McGuire manages a farm in Yuma, Arizona.
This is a secondary crop. We grow after the lettuce.
About 15,000 acres of cauliflower, broccoli, various greens and herbs. He's watched the number of farm laborers dwindle in recent years.
We don't have nearly as many young people coming into the system.
There are a host of reasons for this labor shortage. The U.S. recession, a younger generation choosing college over low-paid, grueling farm work, and on top of that, an aging labor force. 70-year-old Jose Ponce has worked the fields here for more than three decades.
Me siento fuerte todavía.
I still feel strong.
Ponce has no plans to quit work anytime soon. His son works out here, too. But Ponce's grandson is one of those young people thinking about college instead of farming.
This is logical, that a young person, as long as they don't take a worse path, and they go to college, that's very good. If not, they have to work.
For McGuire and many other growers, there have been times when a harvest didn't happen because there weren't enough workers. So increasingly, farmers must rely on technology. McGuire shows me one of the latest machines he uses, a lettuce thinner.
So we have more plants out there than what we need for the crop.
McGuire explains farmers initially overplant because some of the seedlings won't survive bugs, wind, and hot weather. But it's a fine balance. You don't want too few lettuce heads left standing at harvest, but you don't want plants squashing each other as they grow, so...
You gotta leave those plants that you want to keep at the right spacing. That's what this machine does.
The machine sprays the plants that are too big, too small, or too close to another one with sulfuric acid. As it's pulled behind a tractor, cameras along the bottom of the machine tell it which plants need to go. McGuire says this contraption alone replaces a 60-person crew for a day. He says the $250,000 investment is worth it, but...
Whatever you develop for out here, you have to be able to take it to the field and the elements. And it hold up.
It is definitely a challenge.
That's Brian Mayushak. He's a senior mechanical engineer with Blue River Technology in California's Silicon Valley. His company is one of several developing lettuce thinners, or lettuce bots, as they're called at Blue River. He says building a computer to survive in the fields takes a lot of trial and error.
Early systems that we designed had air conditioners on them to try and keep the computers cool. We now do little radiators, like in your car.
There's also waterproofing and protecting the computers from rattling around on a tractor. He says Blue River is on its fourth generation of lettuce bots. Investing in this new technology is expensive, not only for farmers, but for small startup companies like Blue River. And this is where venture capitalism enters the picture.
This is the beginning of, I think, a huge wave in ag tech innovation.
That's John Stanton. He's a venture capitalist with Silicon Valley Global Partners. He says in the past, all this new technology wasn't affordable for many growers, but that's changing.
Sensors, robotics, drones, I mean, all these technologies are becoming cheaper and cheaper and more effective to use.
Stanton says his group's role is to come up with the money so companies like Blue River can develop this technology. It's also essential that he fosters collaboration between farmers and this Silicon Valley innovation. Back in Yuma, farmer Matt McGuire expects to need that innovation more and more. He says the labor shortage can only worsen as the economy continues to improve and other industries lure farm workers away.
Hopefully we're forward-thinking enough and spending enough money on research and development that we're developing new items, new techniques, better ways of doing things that for the product, for the consumer, for the worker.
Still, McGuire says there's something his machines still don't have, the precise hand-eye coordination of humans. But he's confident that a lot of smart people are working on it. For Here and Now, I'm Kate Sheehy in Yuma, Arizona.
And Kate's story comes to us from the Fronteras Desk, a public radio collaboration that focuses on the border, immigration, and demographics.